Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio. Today we're broadcasting from Syntech, ASBA's premier technology event here in the Metro Phoenix area. And we're actually at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Scottsdale. And we have the privilege today to introduce you to Scott Mara, Chief Strategy Officer with Direct2MD. Welcome to our booth. I was going to say studio, but it really is just a booth. Scott, how are you today?
I am great. Thanks for having me today.
Excellent. And with me as well is John Deiter with John Deiter Solutions. John is also a host at the studio of his own series called Business Solutions Radio. Thanks for being here, John.
Thanks, Karen.
It's been a lot of fun, huh?
Yep, it has, and there's a lot of activity going on behind us, and we're looking outside to a beautiful sunny day out the window, so.
We were joking earlier that our studio, we don't have any windows in the studio, so this, we're actually, oh my gosh, they were smart to put us in front of a window. And yes, a lot of activity, a lot of hustle bustle. How, I have yet to really walk around, Scott. How are things going for you?
Well, we've had great success at our booth alone, right? So our booth, maybe 40 people come by already wanting to find out about telemedicine, what Direct2MD is all about. So it's been a great little venue for our business. But at the same time, I feel like I've had an opportunity to meet some people out there today that are going to prove to be beneficial in the future for us.
That's what we want to do while we're here. Yeah. So get us caught up on who Direct2MD is. And yeah, tell us a little bit about the business.
Yeah, sure. So Direct2MD, we are what we would call your local, staffed, and based telemedicine company. We're in Arizona only. What that means is our doctors live in Arizona. Our doctors are comfortable with Arizona. They know the medical landscape here. I should probably mention our doctors are also emergency room trained. They're all ER doctors. One of the things that we do with telemedicine is we consider ourselves kind of a triage, a first line of defense. And so we work with businesses that don't provide health access. So in the state of Arizona, if you have less than 50 employees, you're not required to provide insurance. And so we fill a need there because we provide access to doctors, 24/7 access. I may not have mentioned that, where we can talk, we can diagnose, we can treat, and if need be, we can send a prescription off to the pharmacy of choice. And so we have a consumer plan. We work with individuals and families, but the majority of our success has come from the businesses. And we thought we were going to grow it very quickly with individuals and soon found out when we started talking to people that this is great, but can I get this for my business? And so the first individual was a fast food operator here in Arizona, had a couple of McDonald's, and reached out to us and said, hey, yeah, you know, I don't have to provide insurance because I'm under 50, but boy, I've always wanted to do something, and it's the right thing to do, but just because I don't have to and it's unaffordable, I just haven't. And so we step in. We have it priced so that it's very reasonable. It's $10 a month per employee.
Wow.
And for that price, we'll cover the employee, the spouse, the dependent, and all kids up to age 26. So it's a family plan for $10 an employee.
So from the business owner perspective, it's a huge win for them. You're taking care of a need that they have.
Sure, right. Yeah, we've got a couple. You know, it's funny. It's evolved a couple of different ways. As I mentioned, we thought initially we'd sell it to all of our friends and family that had been on our founder's kitchen table at one time getting their kids worked on. Well, soon found out that they had businesses and there was another need for it. And so a couple of different scenarios there. If you're under 50 employees, again, you're not required to provide insurance. And so we now become a little bit of a hiring and retention tool. And so there's a lot of businesses that just they can't afford to provide this type of access or this type of service. And so healthcare being what it is, we come in and fill that niche. And so now that business owner is able to talk about on the hiring process, hey, we do have access to healthcare. And then on the retention side of it, if someone's thinking about, for example, that McDonald's, if we use that example, instead of leaving for another fast food place or another restaurant, they're thinking about that. And so we also help with productivity, obviously, with people aren't leaving work to have to go schedule doctor's appointments, whether it be the employee or maybe even scheduling for one of their kids. They've got to miss work for that. We help them with that. We're 24/7, 365 care.
Wow, that's great. How far does the care go? You're interacting video-wise?
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
Yeah, I didn't mention that. So when we initially onboard an individual or a business, it's done through our app. We have a cloud-based app. Direct2MD is the name of the app. You go to Direct2MD, and the first time you'd enter your email, a password, And just like you do at a doctor's office, you'd fill out a clipboard similar to some medical questions. What are you allergic to? You know, past procedures. And that's it. You're done. You do that one time. The next time you log in, you're going to put your email, you're going to put a password. And again, it's 24/7, 365 care. We take care of you in Arizona. Now, we're a little bit limited, we estimate, and the estimates on a national level are 70% of primary care visits could be handled through telemedicine.
70%?
70%. And a lot of times people just, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stories where I can go into why quick access makes sense, and maybe we'll talk about that in a minute, but I wanted to finish that thought on, and 30% of ER visits. Now, depending on the type of emergency department it is, our founder is an emergency room doctor here in Scottsdale, 18 years at Osborne, Thompson Peak, and Shea were the three hospitals he worked at. The last six, he was the medical director, and just saw the problems that the emergency departments are experiencing. You know, too many people in there, not enough, you know, too many people in there for the wrong reasons. And so we simplified our process. We charge a simple monthly fee, no copays. We don't discourage utilization. We want people using the product. And so maybe to finish that thought, John, we're Arizona-based, but we can take it with you, or you can take it with you, rather. So if you're here in Arizona, you've signed your business up, you've signed your family up, we've created a relationship with you. If you travel, you can take us with you. So if you're on the coast and you're on vacation, you're somewhere on business back east, you get sick, you'd go on our app, you dial us in, we can GPS right where you're in, we can send a prescription off to right where you are. So our boundaries are where you are, as long as the care has been established in Arizona.
You satisfy the primary care physician role and some emergency care.
Yeah. You know, on our app, you have the ability to upload images. You can take pictures. You can upload past medical records. So we do a lot of continuity of care. For example, we might get someone that's following a rash. They'll take a picture of it. They see the doctor today. Well, you know what? We want to follow that. So we'll have them check back on tomorrow, check back on the next day if necessary. So we have that ability to continue that care. If it gets beyond our scope, because we're here in the Valley, and that's really where we set ourselves apart. We are, being in the Valley, have an understanding of the local landscape, the medical landscape. So if it goes beyond what we can do, we have recommendations. We have doctors we've worked with. We have the ability to send you out if you don't have that.
You know, I can't help but be thinking about myself included, all of us who are on Google anyway trying to self-diagnose.
Yeah, you bet.
Right? And you've just eliminated that guesswork. I mean, any of the physicians that I've talked to will just shake their head and say, don't do that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Right? But to get into a doctor, to make time to schedule for my kids, I can't help but think, wow, what you're doing.
Yeah, you know,
I'm blown away.
It's funny you say that. So to answer that question or that comment about the misdiagnosing themselves to the wrong specialist, right?
Yeah.
60% of the time, patients self-diagnose to the wrong provider. 60% on average.
Wow.
So having that first line of defense, again, where it's not costing you anything to go on and get
right.
that advice.
Yeah,
it makes a huge difference. We've also become a little more robust in that we work with businesses that do provide insurance to their employees, but they like us for the access, the ease in access, right?
Totally.
So if you don't have insurance, you have insurance, we still have the ability to go a little above and beyond just the conversation or the app visit. We can send you locally or within Arizona for imaging. So if you need x-rays, we can send you off to Scottsdale Medical Imaging. There, we have a relationship with them. You can pay cash. You can pay by you can use your insurance. But the beauty of it is if you go in there versus like a regular care, if you went to an ED and you needed a chest x-ray, it's going to be $650.
Yeah.
If you go to a Simon Med and you get a chest x-ray, it's $30. So there's a huge discrepancy. You show up at the ED, you need the level of care where someone can crack your chest, you know, maybe shock you. But what you really need is down here. You just need that Z-Pak or that prescription. And so we're trying to level that playing field by allowing easier access and affordable access to healthcare.
It's brilliant.
And then on your referrals, you say that you've got rates established with those companies that you Simon Med and other places where you refer people to.
You bet. We have a cash price already established within both of those locations. And here's the beauty of it. Once you go into, for example, a Simon Med and get your x-ray, that x-ray is sent back to us. And so you don't have to go back anywhere. You just log back into the app. You come and visit our doctor. You can schedule an appointment. on our app, or you can see now. We have both features. You can schedule it if it's more convenient. But you come back on, we'll get the doctor to analyze. We'll look at your, interpret what's going on with your x-ray or your blood work or what have you. And at that point, make recommendations either to a specialist that we know or someone that you know that we can, you know, we can tell you where you need to go. It's by the point.
Well, we definitely need to have you in the studio for a longer conversation. Oh. I'm blown away by your service. And it must have been Ryan with ASBA who told me about you guys when we were having coffee.
Yeah.
Or somebody out there that I've interviewed recently.
Okay.
But I hope you'll take me up on coming to the studio let's do a full-on conversation
so we really
can get into the nitty-gritty.
You should. It's a lot of fun.
That sounds great.
That's how I got started
before
I had started my own show. Just spent an hour sharing what I did, and it was awesome.
Okay, sounds wonderful.
Karen's a great conversationalist.
Oh, you're both great.
Well, thank you. Even with all the distraction and the window beckoning me outside.
All this business going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And real quick, before we close out the show, how can folks get a hold of you? What's the website and what's the best way to learn more?
Yeah, the best place to go would be our website, which is going to be direct2md.com.
Perfect. Good. And are you a member of ASBA, or how did you get to land here at Syntech today?
You know what? We are a member of ASBA. We have had nothing but, if we're going to get on the ASBA subject, I would suggest anybody get involved in this. It's been wonderful for our growing business. We've had different venues that we've been able to participate in. And I mean, some of the things that you don't even think about, like a speed networking. Why would somebody go do that? Well, I'll tell you what. You take part of your afternoon and you go meet 3 or 4 business owners. In the matter of an hour, it transforms your business. And so ASBA has done some really great things for us. They've done some outreach where they've actually put us on television. We didn't see that coming. We got a call one day like, hey, do you want to be on TV today? People, you know, they have a lot of resources and they have a lot of connections and they know people in the community. So we're thrilled to be a part of it. We're thrilled to be here today. This has been a great venue, and obviously we're going to continue to do as much as we can with them.
I'm actually talking to them about doing some seminars or workshops with what I do, teaching the entrepreneurial operating system to the members. So I'm hoping to get that done.
It's really amazing. I mean, even a company you might think is a very big, large, successful company, everybody has different backgrounds a lot of times within that company. And I think what that means in terms of the way I'm explaining it, we're good here, but we're not good here. And ASBA can help fill that niche. They can dial us in. They have some experts that we can talk to. They have consultants that can relate. I mean, there's so many moving pieces to running a business, right? Anybody that tells you it's easy, they're not telling you the truth.
Yeah.
And ASBA has a lot of resources, and we've taken them up. In fact, that very speed networking, I was at one last month, and the lady, I don't know if I should mention her name, but her company, Ink and Quill, is now doing work for us. And it was just meeting her at one of the ASBA events, and she's wonderful, and I can't say enough about ASBA right now.
It's a great example of how it works.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Good. Hey, listen, you've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. We've just had an opportunity to speak with Scott Mara, Chief Strategy Officer with Direct2MD. My name is Karen Awicki, and I'm here with John Deiter with John Deiter Solutions and Business Solutions Radio. And we thank you for being here today. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, we'll see you soon.